Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, welcome to Fearless Generations. Happy to have you with us and looking forward to a half an hour of enlightenment and cool things to talk about. So we're on our pathway to change and we're on the step called present moment. And this is really, I think, one of the most, just it's really a great step when you can live in the present moment. And it's something that sounds easy, but not so easy sometimes. So I'll introduce my co-host, Kelly Sayer Fox, and I know that she's had an exciting weekend. She spent some time with Rhonda Britton
in
Los Angeles and with my daughter Stacy and her sister Stacy. So, Kelly, tell us what you learned while you were down with Rhonda and how that's offered you some opportunities for clarity in your journey.
Oh, wow. I learned so much. I went to a women's conference called Soul Sessions, and it was put on by Christy Davis. I heard some amazing speakers, as well as Rhonda. Rhonda was the keynote speaker, and she did an amazing job. She was on fire. She was hilarious. She brought the room alive, and so many people wanting to talk to her, buy her book afterwards, and learn more about fearless living. So it was awesome to be there and to be able to support her a little. There was a holistic nutritionist there, so that was really interesting because I don't know a lot about that, and a lot of things that she was talking about was vocabulary that I don't have. So that was really cool to learn more about nutrition and what our bodies need to fuel our bodies, because that's something that I'm really looking into with my journey to love myself and take care of myself better. So I got a lot of interesting information there, and I'm going to follow up with her. I also learned a little bit more about EFT, which is tapping, if you aren't familiar with that. I know you are, Terry, but our listeners. I can't remember the lady's last name. I wrote all of it down, but I don't have my notes in front of me. I didn't know you were going to ask me what I learned. Her first name is Dill, and she was amazing. I had heard of tapping before from a couple different sources. I just really liked her energy, and I feel like I was able to release some stuff just from, the short little time that we spent tapping together with her. One of them being, which is kind of interesting, I tapped on the fact that I am always tired. And the last couple of days, I have been able to really have more energy than usual. So that's been pretty cool. And I think that I'm going to work with one of her coaches, Jackie, and see if, tapping or EFT can support me going forward with the new goals and accepting myself more and loving myself more and letting go of this past energy that might be stuck inside me. Mm-hmm. So that was really exciting. There was a lady that talked about yoga, and there was a lady that talked about meditation and visualization. They were both really great. There was this model / triathlon / Instagram star, Angie Green Fletcher, and she was just so real, telling about her story and how she grew up knowing nothing about nutrition and not exercising or ever doing sports in school, and to get herself out of a really dark time in her life, she started biking, and she learned how to swim, and she started doing triathlons. And her first one, she had never swam in the ocean, and when she first got in the water, she freaked herself out, and she swam on her back the entire time. And then the bike she used had a basket on the back of it. Like, it was not high-tech or anything, but she went out there, she did it, she completed it, and she stayed with it, and now she does them all the time, and she was absolutely gorgeous. But just so real about her journey and how she deals with her depression, and it was just really inspiring.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I think there was one other person. Oh, well, there was Christy Davis, who put the event together, and she was just really cool. She works a lot with entrepreneurs and helping them brand themselves and persevere through their trials and be successful in moving forward. So it was just an altogether really awesome workshop. They're wanting to make it annual, so hopefully they'll be doing more. It was in Manhattan Beach. I am trying to find them on Instagram. I discovered that there are still sessions all over the place. But theirs was in Manhattan Beach, and it was gorgeous. And, you know, we drove in, and, you know, you see the ocean right there just a block away, and everybody's gorgeous there because they all take care of themselves so well. So it was just a gorgeous, gorgeous location and lots of fun and energy and good moving forward.
Sounds really great. It sounds like it was also an opportunity for you to practice being in the present moment.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Also, you know, stepping out of my comfort zone, I you know, did a little bit of networking, and so that was really fun too. A little scary, but you know, I pushed myself to do that, and so, you know, that was something that I, you know, haven't really done a lot of, and so, yeah, that was great, too. But, yeah, totally in your present moment. You have to be open when you're at a workshop or a conference, you know, open to whatever is going to come. You know, I went there with the purpose of, you know, supporting Rhonda, but also networking. That was my main objective when I thought, you know, I should go. And but I got so much more, because I was open and present and willing to really invest in everything that I could get out of the moment. And I really felt like I got a lot out. Today I went to the gym and spent, you know, some quality time with one of my really good friends and, you know, great supporter. But I was able to support her today, and so that's always fun. And then I also had a conversation with JJ, or Jennifer Joy, it's Spark Your, do you remember what her new website's called?
Spark something.
Oh, man. Spark Your something. Spark Your Creativity. I feel bad now. But I was talking with, because I've been attending her online teleclasses, and because I attended the class last week, I got a free session with JJ, and so we talked, and I, you know, JJ has been on our show before, and her information on our website, if any of you are interested in anything about her, but we had a conversation today, and she was just like, all right, tell me what you've been doing, because I've been seeing all this stuff. And so I'm just started listing all the things that I've been doing lately. And she was like, wow. And then she started talking to me, and it sparked. I was like, oh, yeah, and I'm doing this too. And you know, we just talked a lot about, you know, what I've got going on and all the things that I've been stepping out and doing. And it was really cool to you know, list it all and try to think of all of the stuff that I've been doing in just, you know, the last few months of everything. And, you know, it was kind of an eye-opening experience. And really centering and, you know, kind of, because I hadn't really fully processed everything from the workshop yesterday. I mean, my sister and I went together, and so on the way home, we talked about it a lot, and I got, you know, kind of talked about a lot of it with her, but then talking about it with JJ just got me even more clear about what I want to do going forward, and she helped me have, you know, 4 steps that I'm going to do going forward and, you know, progressing with what I'm doing right now. And so it was just a really great couple of days. And Saturday I got to spend with you. And so that was fun too. So I had a great weekend. And then today, Arisa, my daughter, she's been on our show before. She had a cheer competition. So that was great. And so we got to all go and support her, and then we all went to IHOP for leap day. Did you get that? Because hop is like a leap.
Leap day. IHOP for leap day. Did they have football?
They didn't, but there was like almost no one there, which was awesome. Because we just got right in and we didn't have to worry about the kids being too loud because there was like almost no one in the restaurant. And so it was great because normally when we go there, it's like packed and you have to wait, you know, 20 minutes or something to get to the table because there's so many of us. They have to put like 3 or 4 together. So, yeah, it's been a really great day. Great weekend. Lots of, good movement forward, being present, staying in the present, and looking towards, you know, a positive future.
Right. And when you're living in the present, it seems like you're listening to you that your intuition is really much more clear as well.
I mean, because I'm the type of person that worries a lot, and I've seen this quote on Facebook and other places, but it talks about how when you worry about the past, it's depression. Or when you're stuck in the past, that's depression. When you're worried about the future, that's anxiety. And when you do both, you know, that's really bad. and stuff. And I've talked about it before on the show that I have clinical depression, and with that comes a lot of anxiety as well. And so that was one reason why I really enjoyed Angie's conversation or you know, presentation at the conference, was because she was really honest about her depression and what she does to help herself get through it on a daily basis. And they were really helpful tips. And I would really love to have her on the show. I don't know if I can get any of the people from the conference on the show, but I would really love to have her on the show because they were just really great. You know, it was 5 things that she has, and some I had thought about and some I have done before in the past, but just just having her say all 5, you know, it was really motivating and, you know, brought up a lot of ideas for both Stacey and I in kind of helping us shift when we're in that kind of funk or you know, low, you know, not fun mood of, you know, helping us shift out of that, you know, having these tools to set us up, you know, as I've talked about before, you know, setting yourself up for success, having these tools at the ready to help you shift.
A shift in mindset, or is it a shift from the past to the present, or what kind of a shift
I think some of the things on our list definitely would shift you from whatever you're thinking about to the present moment, because one of them is like, you know, listening to uplifting music. One of them is, you know, moving your body. So that could be dancing, that could be going for a run or a bike ride, or, you know, whatever it might be. And that would definitely bring you to the present, and it would get you, you know, centered back in your body. I can't remember all of them off the top of my head, but I think they were kind of, you know, bringing you back and focusing you, you know, towards a more uplifting and, you know, present state of mind.
Well, it sounds like it was really a beneficial opportunity for you and Stacy to be able to hear all of these different perspectives in terms of being connected to your soul, you know, connected to your freedom and your essential natures. Because really life is just made up of all these little present moments, you know, and how we add those together determines then our present state of mind. And then the you know, the level and ability we have to stay connected and accountable to our true nature. So it's just like every little decision or every choice that you make, and when you make those decisions to stay in the present and not to be consumed by things you have no control over, it's sort of like really recognizing what you have ability to have control over, which is your reactions and your thoughts, you know, and not what's happened before and not what might happen in the future, but what's happening right now. I think that really gives us space to grow when we can stay in the present moment. It just, it's almost like a unlimited opportunity to grow and to connect to ourselves and be clear about what we're feeling and what we're thinking, and that intuition, you know, to be clear about it. And then our focus is really, we're focused on, like you talked about, how you're able to take the things that had to do with your goal to be healthy and to love yourself and to be centered and focused on your health, and knowing that that in turn would allow you to love others and to be more present with others. It just seems like you were able to focus on that. The pieces that the presenter shared that spoke to you that were relevant because you were in that present moment willing to take that intuition that you were focused on and to hear that and to really be able to take that moment and add all of those up together to make this really impactful event for you. So I think it's a really good example of being in the present. And I think I would just ask you in terms of thinking that some of these people might come on our show and talk to us, is what's happened every other time that you've asked people to come and be on the show?
Most people say yes. I don't know if I've, I have had a couple of people that the time has been a conflict, but we've accommodated that for people who are East Coast we did it for one who lived in New York and one who lived out in Canada, but both East Coast time. So I don't know how necessarily to be able to get a hold of these people just yet. So that's why it's kind of a question.
But you do know somebody who knows them all.
Yeah.
So I would just encourage you to, you know, be in the present moment and reach out and ask for what you want and what you need.
Yeah.
You know, because if they made that big of an impact on you, they could probably help our listeners as well. So it would be worth pursuing. Yeah. Well, I'm excited. I want to hear more about it. You know, when we have time to sit down and you have your notes and really go over that and share that with me, I think I'd be excited to hear even more of the things that you learned from these presenters that you were able to spend some time with. And I know I'm excited that you're talking to JJ as well, because JJ's been, she was actually my first life coach when she was going through the program, and I was one of her study clients, and we've been friends for years, and it's really nice to be able to connect with her as well, because she's always so supportive. And she's an excellent coach, and I'm glad we have her information on our website so people can contact her. And we need to have her back on our show again, too.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so I think one of the things I like to think about when I look at this particular step in the journey of present moment is, you know, there is joy in every moment, even the moments that we're not sure of. It's what I like to think of is, what is the gift? You know, ask myself, what is the gift in this moment? It may seem like it's a real challenge, but there also might be a real gift in that moment. So what might that be? And ask myself, what is the gift in this moment? Whether it's compassion for myself, whether it's compassion for someone else, whether it's just awareness, whether it's, well, I'm willing to live in this moment and to ask myself that question. Just really, if there's a doubt in my mind about what the gift is, then ask myself that question. Well, what is the gift? And then really live in that moment and soak that in, so that I can truly be there and not miss that opportunity. And so sometimes it might be something that I'm not feeling happy about, but I'm feeling maybe sad about. And then asking myself, well, what is the gift in this moment? And perhaps it is the gift of trusting myself, or the gift of accountability, or whatever it might be that would help me to move forward in the next present moment and be able to be clear on what it is I want, because I've been really doing well in my goals and have added exercise to my goal, and now I'm all three of the areas that I was going to work in, I've had success in the moments that I've made the decisions to either stick to the food plan or do the exercise or get to sleep. And so I'm consistently now, my average, I was checking on my Fitbit record again, that I'm getting 7.2, 7.4 each week. That's my average sleep. And my goal was to sleep 7 hours a night. And then I was on this 21-day food plan. So I've been able to, at the moment, say, yes, I'm committed to this, and this is what I'm going to eat because it's on my plan. Or we've gone out to dinner and been able to stay really close to my plan. So that's something that is in that moment, making that decision, and that moment then builds to the next moment, to the next moment, to the next moment of making decisions that are in alignment with my focus and my purpose. So that's really exciting, because I mean, for a couple of days I could barely walk. You know, after I started the exercise program, the first day my legs felt like jello, and now I can go through the half hour, and I'm just really committed to doing it. And it's not, even if it's hard, I'm pushing through and you know, doing it at that moment, making the decision to not quit until I get my 20 seconds of rest, you know, on the DVD. And then Shay and I, that's my eldest daughter, we started going to Weight Watchers, so that what I want to do is transition off of this 21-day eating plan right on to the Weight Watchers eating plan, which I think is supportive for a lifetime of choices, because it's very flexible and not as strict in the kinds of food that you can eat, so you can add in some things that I haven't been able to eat because they're not on the plan. And so in anticipation of this 21 days ending, and at that moment to be able to say, I have my next step, and not just go, oh, it's over, so I'm going to go out and get a big ice cream, or, you know, eat potato chips, a whole bag of potato chips, or whatever. I have a plan right there, so that in that moment I won't have to think about it. I'll know, because I'll already have the feed ready. I'll have the you know, week's plan. I will log it in the phone. You know, you can log that and keep track of it, And when you, you know, you have all these choices you can make every moment because you've got this kind of like this little bank of points to make choices around, and you can kind of do it however you want to, however supports you that day. If you wanted ice cream that day, you could have ice cream that day. You would just then adjust in that moment the rest of the day what you would eat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, I'm feeling good about journey. You know, we're halfway, I think we're about halfway through, aren't we?
This is step six.
So it's just like, you know, good for us. I mean, we're both making good progress. And I told you last week how proud I was of you, of all the things that you're doing with your business and putting yourself out there and getting out of your comfort zone. And I'm glad that you received that confirmation from JJ as well, because, you know, you may believe her more than you do your mother. I don't know. But it's just good to see that other people are recognizing these choices you're making moment by moment that are affecting your confidence and your forward movement. You know, you're just steadily moving
mm-hmm.
forward. So I think that's really exciting. So
yeah,
that's
you
great
said,
introduction. Great introduction to the step, you know.
Yeah, JJ said that, she's like, you sound like a whole new person. And I was like, oh, okay. She's like, but still Kelly. You still sound like Kelly, but a whole new person. I was like, okay, JJ.
I wonder if when you made that choice, in that moment when you made that choice to do business in a box, which is a huge commitment, and that just kind of released in you, confidence to continue to make those choices, those, you know, really kind of big choices to move forward?
Yeah, I mean, I've wanted to do business in a box, which is basically you get the training and the rights to be able to do Rhonda Britton's workshops, which Terry already has, and we'll be bringing you a couple of those in the next couple of months. I've been doing stuff. I just made the commitment, the official commitment, maybe a couple weeks ago. And I've been doing stuff before that, but I think it's definitely, if I hadn't have been doing the stuff that I was doing before and this show and, you know, working with my client, I don't think I would have had the confidence to say yes to BIAB. So I think definitely the things that I've been doing, you know, even the last couple of years has really been, you know, me slowly moving to this point where I felt like I could say yes. Yes to me, yes to the investment, because it's a really huge investment. So that's, you know, money away from my family. And I don't know if 2 years ago I would have even allowed myself this kind of investment in myself and my career and my business. So it's definitely a milestone or a, you know, like an evidence marker or something that I'm, you know, starting to make different choices.
Yeah.
So we have just about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, our time is just about up. Well, I really appreciate your vulnerability and your honesty with us tonight. It was a great opportunity to hear how you're living in the present moment and how that's affecting you and keeping you in this forward movement, which is the whole idea of the pathways change. And, you know, the people are recognizing that in you as well. It's got to be validating and giving you confidence to keep that forward journey. So I am grateful for that because it just pleases me as your mom as well as your partner. So awesome work, Kelly Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I think it's just about time for us to sign off. We hope that you have found some relevance in our conversation tonight and that you'll be able to to look at the choices you're making moment by moment, that those moments add up to a mindset that keeps you in the present and keeps you moving forward. So best of everything to all of you for this week, and remember to be fearless. And we'll talk to you next week and continue our discussion on present moment. So good night, and be fearless.
Good night.